Back in the summer of 2010, Veronica Garrett traveled to Sierra Leone as a part of her peace studies master's degree. But she quickly became overwhelmed after just 2 weeks in the West African country. So she sought relief through yoga, and after asking around, was sent to Freetown's National Stadium. It was the only place, locals said, where a studio might be. The first person Garrett met there was Tamba Faya, director of the youth empowerment group Africa Youth for Peace and Development.
He said, "What are you here for?" And I said, "Are there yoga programs here?" Wanting to take a class so I could get relieved. And he said, "No, but do you want to start one?" And I was like, it wasn't my vision, but if that will let me be able to practice yoga, yes.
Garrett, who then was not yet a certified yoga instructor, took on the unexpected task. With plenty of help and support from Faya, she launched Yoga Strength, teaching dozens of people 3 days a week for 2 months. Garrett says the community that was still recovering from a decade-long civil war took to yoga quickly and found healing through the practice.
Yoga kind of offers this really perfect balance of being therapeutic, but it fitting into the way that they work in community, and they don't necessarily talk directly about the trauma, and yet it still has a chance to be dealt with. Yoga worked for them. It let them feel things they hadn't been in touch with for a long time.
She says many of her students had personal accounts of how yoga helped them in their day-to-day life, like this instance that occurred in a crowded bus.
Somebody elbowed me, and I breathed. I took a breath. I didn't get angry right away, which is normally how I respond, and it was all good.
Winston Thomas was one of Garrett's first students at Yoga Strength. He says yoga transformed him, and now he helps run the program. Thomas says he's seen the psychological improvements in himself and others.
So people are mentally disturbed. People are confused. People are downcasted. Bringing yoga to that community helps to shape their mindset, help them to focus, and also build their strength.
Yoga Strength continued to gain momentum after Garrett's left, but the group is in need of revitalization after the country was ravaged by 2014's Ebola outbreak and the death of its director, Tamba Faya, over a year ago. Garrett says she's always wanted to return to Sierra Leone, and now the time is right.
I'm eager to go back and share with them what I've learned here that they would love to know but don't have necessarily the access to learn like I do in Northern California, like Mecca of yoga.
And Thomas says he is excited to work and learn with Garrett's again. He says he believes yoga could put an end to the country's trauma caused by disease and war.
Most of the problems in Sierra Leone is going to be solved through yoga.
After establishing a strong base in Sierra Leone, Yoga Strength plans to expand the practice into its neighboring countries of Liberia and Guinea, and eventually spread the healing seeds of yoga all throughout West Africa. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.